maturity you get is what is very important. Some people feel that pleasing other people is important. No. When you do the most important thing in this world is you as a human being having that inner satisfaction. Are you satisfied with yourself? Are you satisfied with what you are doing? Are you satisfied with the intensity you have put at your place of work today? Are you satisfied with the intensity you have put in that football match you're playing today? Are you satisfied with what you have achieved today? Are you satisfied with what you have done in school today? Me, I'm not a perfect person in this, but I feel that coming here every week or every 2 weeks to come and tell people about these things would help me too personally, would help me learn personally. It is all about the inner satisfaction. That is the essence of life. Not pleasing other people, but the inner satisfaction you gain from doing the right thing in terms of hustle. The inner satisfaction you gain from applying intensity in everything you do. If you hustle positively, you also get mature. You also get more matured, because the challenges you would face, the things, the experiences you would get, would be off the chart, and that is what you need to adjust your life. That is what you need to become more matured. That is what you need to have more wisdom. And those are the most important things, to be frank. Inner satisfaction and maturity. You don't need to be in this world to please other people. All you just need to do is to be satisfied. Are you satisfied with yourself as a human being? Are you satisfied with where you are today as a human being? Are you satisfied with the intensity you have put at your place of work today? Are you satisfied with many things? It could be anywhere, unlimited places. But are you okay with the thing you are doing? Are you okay? Are you satisfied with the attitude you are exhibiting in different places today? That is the most important thing. And how you gain that inner satisfaction, or one of the ways you can gain that inner satisfaction, is by making sure you hustle positively. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's go for another break. Thank you so much for listening to me. I really appreciate. Once again, this is Mr. Fact speaking from CJSF Radio 90.1 FM. And
please submit your social credit score and calmly evacuate. Earth destruction sequence commenced.
Politicians, bono stars. You can't. cannot hear their songs in space, there's no guitar. Have flown an interplanetary whiskey bus. The earth feels colder when the blues have turned to gray. I'm looking older from 100 million miles away. Just as a lover, I'm lost in outer space. Makeup on my face. Never be a past a supernova.
Welcome back. So we've finished talking about loyalty and we've finished talking about hustle. Now the next one is loyalty. Loyalty is one word people are afraid to practice due to fear of manipulation. I want you to know something, that loyalty is one of, if not one attribute that if one has, would likely attract the right set of people. he or she would become trustworthy. And if people can trust you, trust me, you would get as much opportunities than you can ever imagine. So loyalty, even though there's a high possibility that you might be manipulated, but I want you to know something, that once there's life, there is hope. If you are loyal and you are manipulated in any way, I want you to know something, that there are many humans out there that need someone like you. There are many humans that need someone like you to impact them, that need someone like you to be around them. Being manipulated, yes, it has become more severe in this world we are in today, but the fact is this: it doesn't still trust people from trusting you. And if people can trust you, that means that they can trust you with opportunities. Manipulation, challenges are all things we need to become more matured, are all part of lessons we need to learn in order to adjust our characters, in order to adjust our attitudes. Manipulation will come, manipulation will go. The most important thing that is needed at that point is for you to realize that they are there to make you more matured. They are there to teach you a lesson. If you are manipulated by anyone, it is your duty to yourself to go as far as you can from that person. Be loyal to the right set of people. You need to practice this thing. You need to be around people that are also loyal to you, that would reciprocate that loyalty to you. Loyalty simply means being trustworthy in everything you do, being honest in everything you do. Trustworthy, honesty. Those are two words that makes a human more attractive than ever. You are very much prone to manipulation. However, it is not a loophole. It is not a way. That is not a path to embracing, to removing loyalty away from your life. No, you should just adjust your behavior. Because being trustworthy and honest, for people to trust you with their jobs, with anything at all, you have to be trustworthy and honest. You have to be moral. You have to be upright in terms of morality. You have to be loyal. Loyalty is centered around these two words: trustworthiness and honesty. If you have these two behaviors alongside hustle, then trust me, you are ready. People would want to be around you. People, the right friends will be around you. The right friends that will push you to your glory. The right friends that would help you, that would discipline you to do the right thing. And eventually, that will push you to that success you need. That positive click you need is what loyalty brings to you. Loyalty is something that the world lacks today. And if you can be that person, trust me, people would want to give you opportunities. People would want to help you. People would want to trust you. People would want to be honest with you. Loyalty is one thing people do not want to practice, but people want in their lives. People do not want to practice loyalty because of fear of being manipulated, because of fear of the way they would be viewed. But they want them in their lives. They want loyal people in their lives. You need to be loyal, because if you are trustworthy and honest with your fellow human being, if you are trustworthy and honest with yourself, if you are a good person, and if you are loyal to your fellow human being, if you do not spend time demeaning your fellow human being, then trust me, people would love you. People would pray for you. people would want to hang out with you. And there's no greater inner satisfaction one can gain than putting a smile in someone's face, than making people trust them, than seeing people talk good about that person. That is the importance of loyalty. To be a successful person, you need to be loyal. You need people to trust you. You need people to trust you to give you opportunities. You need people to trust you in order to use your product. You need people to trust you in order to advise you. You need people to trust you in order to realize that, yes, this man is up to the task. If people trust you, they communicate business plans with you. If people trust you, they become your friends. If you embrace loyalty, you attract the right people. There are many types of loyalty. As a matter of fact, in everything you do, you should be loyal. Is it in your business? Is it in your school? To the society? To your friends? Loyalty is one thing the world needs. And if you are able to practice and make it part and parcel of your life, then you become attractive to hang out with. You make friends with the right people. And if you make friends with the right people, success will surely be assured. Loyalty is needed for one to be able to find similar people. Imagine you are around people who reciprocate the same loyalty as you give them. Trust me, success is not far. You need loyalty. You need trustworthiness. You need honesty in order for you to be successful in this life. If you are a loyal person, if your boss sees that you are loyal, that is when you get promotion. Because no one wants to hang out with somebody that is not loyal to them. No one wants to hang out with someone that they know would backstab them. No one wants to hang out with someone that they know can destroy their life, that they know can leak their plans. Everyone wants someone, a friend, a business partner, a worker who would be loyal to them. That is essential. That is needed. In order for not only the person to move forward, but for, in this case, the person that will benefit is everyone. Or everyone. The person who is practicing the loyalty will benefit in the sense that he or she gains that inner satisfaction. He or she is given opportunities. The boss gains in the sense that the company moves forward. The people, the society gain in the sense that they get products, they get someone that is loyal. So loyalty is needed. Loyalty is needed for you to have the right set of people around you. Loyalty is needed for one to be able to move forward in life. Loyalty is needed for more opportunities. It might seem hard. People might mock you. People might be like, guy, why are you like this? But the fact is this. If you want to be trustworthy, if you want people to trust you, you need to be loyal. If you want to have a positive legacy, in the sense that when you eventually leave this world, your kids, your family would remember you and be like, hey, Mr. A was a very nice man. Mr. A was my father, and I am proud of that person. Then you have to apply intensity in everything you do and apply loyalty in everything you do. The third one is respect. Respect is not the same as loyalty. Respect is treating everyone the way you would want to be treated. There are people with demeaning attitude. There are people that do not treat people well, and it's bad. You need to treat people the way you want to be treated, because eventually you do not know the future. Eventually you don't know how things would end. That person you refuse to treat well might end up being in a particular position that could lead to your success. So how do you look at such person? Respect is knowing fully well that every human has an importance in this world, and therefore you should not demean anyone. Respect is one of the most important things the world lacks today. Instead, people tend to embrace toxicity. Sad, however, the change can start from you. If you employ the attribute of respect, you become an icon. Last 2 weeks, I spoke on having a positive legacy, and the most important one is respect. If you respect people with humility, people would want you around them. Yes, manipulation may come here and there, but know this, manipulation is not the end of the world. Instead, it is a path towards maturity. I would explain the manipulation effect another day. But for now, know this, respect makes you humble. Humility makes you matured. Maturity makes you attractive. Attractiveness makes people want to communicate with you. And communication is one way to success, especially having the positive people around you that would communicate positively with you and bring up positive ideas with you. Like I said earlier, the world is filled with manipulation, chaos, and toxicity. You do not have to be part of these people. You just need to be unique. If you embrace morality, you are unique. You have set yourself aside. And if you are able to set yourself aside with morality, then trust me, you would be remembered for a positive thing. Also, loyalty and respect is what we need for not only our lives to be better, but for the world to be a better place. And if the world is a better place, your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids, they would all be beneficiaries to a world that you have created, having used these three words efficiently. They would all be beneficiaries to a legacy that you have created. And they will forever bless you. They will forever respect you. Thank you very much. Today, forever and forevermore, my name remains Mr. Facts, speaking from CGSF Radio 90.1 FM. Hope you have a very lovely weekend ahead, and lovely week ahead also. Take care of yourself.
What's the loudest sound? I'm Justine Willis-Toms, host of New Dimensions, heard Sundays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM. As you know, we are living in both challenging and exciting times, prompting more people to seek new solutions and to engage life more fully. New Dimensions explores vital topics with some of the world's leading thinkers, from science and religion to politics and medicine. Join me on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and together we'll explore New Dimensions on CJSF 90.1 FM, the station that is diverse, independent, and yours.